Track 5, more news stories. Carols around the tree. Christmas came to King Stainton with the Town Council's annual festivities at the Community Hall. Welcomed by an elf upon arrival, residents enjoyed hot drinks, cakes and mince pies. A fairy escorted children into Santo's Grotto, where each child received a small gift. Lanterns were lit and the crowd gathered outside around the lit Christmas tree in the grounds for carol singing. Leading the event, King Stainton's Community Baptist Church Reverend David Goddard delivered a reading. Reverend Ian MacDonald of Dawlish played keyboard and everybody joined in the traditional carols. Readings were by Father Mark Smith of St Michael's Church and Reverend Jessica Ashcroft Townsley of King Stainton United Reformed Church. The evening's festivities concluded with King Stainton Mayor Councillor Ron Pert giving a poignant message to all.
Fun across the generations at Care Home. Residents at a Teignmouth care home were treated to a heartwarming visit from children of Hazeldown Primary School. The initiative at Croft Lodge Care Home aims to foster interactions between generations. The visit provided residents with a chance to engage in creative activities and share stories with the young visitors. Resident Frank West, 89, said, "The children were so well behaved and I enjoyed every minute with them." Diane Ayres, 73, said, "They were so helpful and I look forward to seeing them again." Ruth Cooper, who is 81, said the children were very creative. Sharon Jerwood, registered manager Croft Lodge, said, "Moments like these remind us of the simple yet powerful connections that can be made across generations. Our residents thoroughly enjoyed the visit."
Dawlish man sentenced for attack at charity fundraiser. A man has been sentenced following a violent attack at a charity fundraiser in Dawlish. The attack, which left a victim needing life-changing surgery, saw Daniel Smith pleading guilty to wounding. Smith, 32, from 2nd Avenue in Dawlish, appeared at Exeter Crown Court on Friday, December the 20th, for the sentencing. Smith was given a 15-month prison sentence, suspended for 2 years. He must also complete a rehabilitation activity requirement, 120 hours of unpaid work, a 120-day alcohol-monitored tag, as well as paying £1,500 in compensation to the victim in this case. During the sentencing hearing, the court heard how the incident took place on Sunday, April the 30th, 2023, at a three-legged pub crawl in Dawlish in aid of the Royal British Legion. At around 7 p.m, the victim was stood outside the Royal British Legion branch in Park Road when an argument ensued over fancy dress. During the disagreement, Smith unexpectedly punched the victim to the side of the face. The victim immediately felt a crack and tasted blood in his mouth. The casualty was taken to hospital where an X-ray showed jaw fractures. He then underwent surgery, followed by complications which resulted in his being admitted to intensive care. Since the incident, the victim in the case continues to suffer pain in his jaw if he eats or talks too much. In interview, Smith admitted throwing the punch, but said he did so to the belief that his partner was under threat. He said he hadn't meant to cause that much damage.